Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Natalie and Alicia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, for any electronic music fans, The Boiler Room is making its Queensland debut tomorrow night at the Brisbane Showgrounds. The Brisbane show date is between its Melbourne and Sydney gigs, which have both sold out. The event will showcase 9 artists from 2 to 10 p.m.
As high school leavers get ready for their schoolie celebrations that commence this weekend, drug substance testing is being introduced to keep these celebrations as safe as possible. There will be a designated area on the Gold Coast where attendees will have a private consultation with a health professional who will test the substances and discuss results. In addition, attendees will be informed of the effects and potential consequences of using drugs, where a Medical Association Queensland President Nick Yim claims these services will save lives.
In national news, Canberra bus drivers have taken a stand against the poor treatment that they have endured for years from passengers. Public transport users have been stranded at bus stops as the members of Transport Workers Union have walked off from the job this Friday morning after a driver had a bag of fish heads poured on him. The union secretary's clause Pincus said that at least 40 assaults on drivers were reported each month, and the strike action was a cry for help as they desperately need something to be done by Canberra's transport management.
Central Australia advocates are warning plans to relocate young people who are in custody in Alice Springs to a brand new Darwin Youth Prison as this will further traumatise community members and increase the crime rate. The Northern Territory government announced the upcoming move in October as part of an emergency prison. Their plan is to transfer women who are held at the Alice Springs Youth Detention Centre to a women's prison in Darwin. The Stolen Generation survivor, William Roth Tilmouth, said that forcibly removing children from their community is repeating historic injustices and will only worsen crime rates.
In international news, King Charles celebrates his 76th birthday by opening 2 food hubs as part of his coronation food project that he created a year ago, hoping it would fix food and poverty waste. He visited the Surplus Food Festival, which is located in South London, and then he opened the second food hub in Mersey in a virtual ceremony.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.